Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stop Winging It. I'm Mike Carver with Wingman Associates, and this is the first of a four-part series we're going to be doing on people management. Today, we're going to be covering hiring. Does hiring give you kind of the heebie-jeebies? Do you get a little bit of a panic attack going? Do you feel like you have a revolving door going through your organization right now? Would it be meaningful if you could attract great talent versus chasing great talent? Look, we don't have all the answers here, but some of the things we want to talk about today in this clip is the processes that you put in place to attract great talent. So stick with us here as we walk through the next 5 to 6 minutes together. The first thing we want to talk about is there's only a few reasons why somebody would be hiring, right? So the first reason is you've let somebody go, right? You got an opening and somebody's taken off and you got to fill the opening. So that could be a good or a bad thing. Secondly, you're growing. And if you're growing, it's a good thing. You gotta fill positions as you grow. You can't scale up if you don't have the right people on the team, right? And ultimately, at the end of the day, a lot of people are hiring because people are moving through their organization. Look, everyone's got a little bit of mercenary in them. And so if you're gonna have a company and you should expect some turnover, then you have to build some sort of a culture. Right? You have to build a foundation by which people want to stay and are attracted to stay. And there's a lot of reasons why that is. So I also want to give a shout out as we start to walk through this. I got a great friend, Bert Miller is his name. He's the CEO of Protus Global. They're a worldwide staffing, search, executive consulting firm. And Bert's done this for 30 years. He's great at it. He has a lot of wisdom and experience. And you'll hear some of his thoughts sprinkled throughout these next four episodes that we're going to be doing on people management. So as we go through this, the first question you got to kind of ask yourself is, why would anybody want to work for you? And here you got to put your ego in park. And if you haven't done it before, put your ego in park, I mean, and ask yourself some of the obvious questions. If I've got high turnover, if people are moving through my organization, and yet I'm not able to retain great talent, which we'll be talking about in a future episode, then what is it that you think you're bringing to the table? Because when you interview somebody, it's a two-way street, right? They're interviewing you just as much as you're interviewing them. And so the reality is, what are you bringing to the table? And so a lot of people have looked at this, but one of the things that we talk about is fulfillment. Now, fulfillment is not happiness. Happiness is an emotion. It goes up and down. Right? You can be happy one day and sad the next, but are you content? Are you fulfilled? Does the job bring fulfillment from an everyday capacity, things that you're doing? That's an important one. The other one is the mission-driven organization that you're trying to join, do you offer the same kind of values that the candidates are looking for? So do your mission and your values match up with the applicant's vision and values? And that's just super, super important. And the other side of it would be, what is the adequate compensation? Where are you on the scale of compensation? And that's the third in the series that we're gonna be talking about is compensation. So do you provide a challenging environment? Do you have great compensation for it? Are there things in your culture that retain people, that make them want to come? So are you attractive from that perspective? Are you asking yourself the question, why would somebody want to work for me? So that's really important. Then what are you looking for in this person? These are specifics now. Is this a technical job? Is it a salesperson with a whole lot of expertise? Is it a line management? Is it leadership potential? Do you just need somebody to fog a mirror? What are you looking for in this kind of person? And you gotta be specific here because there are tried and true methodologies that work when it comes down to how do we hire the right people. So what I wanna make sure we cover is this is not a session on, you know, YouTubing or Googling the 10 best questions to ask in an interview. You can get a billion hits there and you can find, you know, the 10 best questions. There are methodologies, behavior-based, STAR, top grading, and lots of others that are out there that you should have built into your culture, to your processes and systems. So when you hire, you're asking the right kinds of questions. You're looking for examples of the way that they behave, the way they act. Does their resume even come close to matching up with who they are? Now look, I've done it. Unfortunately, I've hired and had to let people go in my career. And I know that I have hired people based on a resume and based on a really good interview, and I thought this is the right person, only to find out not so much. And so what is it that you can do to prevent the not so much? How do you get to the bottom of things like that? So it's really important. When in doubt, you've got good processes and a good culture set up. Culture wins every time. Just remember that. You'll hear it over and over in business books and top leaders today. But between expertise and experience and being a good fit with your culture, you know what breaks down your organization quicker. Toxicity, drama, all the things that lead to a negative culture. And so if you've got good methodology and process in place, then you have a better chance. So here's where the rubber meets the road. It's not really a secret sauce, but it's a really important part of the organization. What are your mission and what are your core values? Do you have core values that everybody understands, that are posted, that your leadership team talks about all the time? And do you hire to them? So if you as an organization value speed, quality, intelligence, integrity, honesty, whatever it is that is the most important thing to you, and yet you don't bring that up in an interview, you miss the opportunity to set the original expectation. So the last in this series is about letting people go. Well, you'll let people go when they don't match up with the things that you value. And so let them know right up front. This is the job. Here's the roles and responsibilities. Here's the experience that we're looking for. Check, check, check. That all looks really good. But now here's what's really important to us as an organization. We value these things. Can you give me some examples of when you showed that that was really important to you in another job, in another life, and things that you do, right? You want to match up core values with the person sitting in front of you. That way you know that they're going to have a better chance, not only of succeeding in your organization, but matching your culture. If you enjoyed this first episode of our four-part series, please like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, if you have further questions, we'd love to talk to you here at Wingman Associates.